Welcome back to the Open Matters podcast, where we talk about open source matters that matter. When we typically talk about open source, we often focus on code and licenses and infrastructure. But open source doesn't grow through code alone. It also grows through communities. And communities are built by people meeting, sharing ideas, and talking over a coffee in conference hallways. Joining me today is Irini Athanasopoulou from content collaboration and file sharing platform Nextcloud, a close partner of ours at Collabra Productivity. Collabra Online has been powering the Nextcloud Office Suite for many years. We have joint customers, including million user integrations, and we enjoy traveling to support Nextcloud at their conferences and events around the world, which Irini helps to organize. From community gatherings to enterprise roadshows, bringing together developers, users, policymakers, and partners from across the open source ecosystem. She also hosts her own podcast, Buzzing with Just Be, where she talks about Greek language and literature. But today we're turning the microphone around and putting her in the guest chair. So, Irini, welcome to Open Matters, or should we say, Kalos Orisate podcast.
Oh, wow. Now I'm impressed.
So, tell me, you started with a background in literature and philology. That's the history of language in Greece.
Yes.
How did you end up running tech events for a leading technology open source company?
A very interesting question to start with. First of all, thank you, Richard, and everyone for inviting me here today. I am very, very happy to be here and to also discuss about events and open source and Nextcloud and everything in between. I hope that the episode will be very interesting for many of your listeners, but for sure it is a very interesting topic for me, so I'm super, super happy. And I have to admit, nowadays it is very, very busy times for us at events. So this recording and the preparation for this recording is a very nice, let's say, break from all of that. So thank you again. And I really loved your introduction about open source not growing only through code alone, but also through communities. I think that that's exactly where events and event management comes in, because those communities need space to exist, right? So for me, events are exactly those spaces, and I'm very happy that I can contribute to that and have an active role as well. Back in your question, as you said, I'm coming from Greece, and the last 5 years I live in Berlin, and indeed my background studies are in literature and philology. Someone could say that these are completely different cases or completely different worlds, so how did you end up there? It's been quite a ride, and overall, I'm really fascinated and surprised by how my path is still being created and evolved. I indeed studied literature, which is essentially the study of human stories and meaning making in a way, but events is about storytelling. For me, it's very important that I have managed to grow into the event management path, because this is really something I enjoy and this is my passion. And it sounds really cliche, you know, doing your passion as a profession. But as you said in your introduction, through my own podcast, I have managed to create a space that I still keep contact with literature, which I love.
That's lovely that you've not abandoned that as well.
I'm running this podcast for 5 years, so let's see how much long.
So you started working or volunteering with TEDx. How did that come about?
My first interaction with TEDx was in my bachelor's in Greece. I saw, it was just a very random story that I saw that the event is happening at my university. And I just wanted to go as an attendee. I remember that I asked all of my friends if they want to come with me. Everyone said no. That didn't really stop me. I said, okay, I will go there alone or on my own. And then the year after, I was part of the organizing committee. And the third year, I actually was the curator running the whole event. So I was doing basically exactly what I'm currently doing as a profession, but without having to achieve any OKRs.
So you started as a volunteer. Does that shape the way that you build events now? Do you have a large volunteer team at Nextcloud, or how has that affected the way you now work?
I think that's a very interesting question. You can absolutely feel when an event is built by people who believe in the mission and care. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do every single day through my work and also through the events that I'm leading. Nextcloud, for me, it has a dual identity, right? The enterprise identity and the customer's identity, but also the community identity and the contributor's identity. So this is challenging, but really, again, fascinating, because everything we do has to resonate with different audiences and also fill in the needs and the gaps for all of the audiences. But we truly believe that the heart of Nextcloud is our community and our contributors and people who are around Nextcloud, either the Nextcloud, the software, the product, or the values, the people and everything. So to answer your question, we do have some very, very kind and nice volunteers who are actually taking part in our annual community conference, which is happening every fall in Berlin. And they really help us to make things happen on site. And of course, we also support them in so they can be able to travel to Berlin and experience that.
So you touched there on the different faces of Nextcloud, perhaps. And that's reflected in the different events that you run. So I think we first met a few years ago at a community conference in Berlin.
Correct.
I think we're going to meet again maybe next month in Netherlands at an enterprise day. What are the events that you run?
So at Nextcloud, we have many different events. And maybe I will now use a bit of an internal terminology that we use so we can keep things operational. But of course, I can explain. It's not also rocket science. So of course, we differentiate our events at external events and also Nextcloud flagship events. The external events mostly touch the business trade shows, big conferences that we go there with a booth and we have a keynote or we participate in a panel, and similar to the community trade shows that our engineers go and also other team members. I'm mostly focusing on the flagship events, so the Nextcloud events. Again, there we have differentiation. We have the Nextcloud Enterprise Days, as you mentioned, and also our newest Nextcloud Summit, which is a brand new event that we introduced last year. We are really proud of that event. Also, the outcomes of the first edition. It is an annual event happening in Munich, in Germany, in June. So this year, as you can imagine, we are in full swing with the preparations and everything, because June 9th is just around the corner. And the third biggest pillar of the Nextcloud flagship events is, of course, the Nextcloud Community Conference. To be honest, I think this is everyone's favorite event at Nextcloud. It is, I would say, the only event which is relevant for everyone. Everyone participates. Everyone is looking forward to it. Everyone helps on site. I mean, from our team, because of course we are a big team and a very fast growing team. So yeah, this is again an annual event happening in Berlin this year, 19th and 20th of September in Berlin. It is over the weekend because of course our community is living around the world and they are traveling to Berlin only for that event. So we just want to make things simple and easy for everyone, and accessible, actually, for everyone.
Wonderful. And thank you for explaining us the lineup. I'm curious, what do you think of sort of hybrid events or online events? I've not seen so much of that in your lineup. Is that a deliberate choice? Or
for people that are remotely or somewhere in the world and they want to keep a connection with Nextcloud, we have our webinars, our regular webinars. We have a webinar almost every week, and you can find everything at nextcloud.com. But our events are mostly in person because, well, we are a remote first company, and this is something that that's another value of open source. And I think that's amazing that people are distributed around the world, people who built Nextcloud and people who use Nextcloud, but at the end we really want to bring people together. Human connection, human trust. Nextcloud is built by humans for humans, and remote working is really great and we all enjoy that. So seeing people in real life and in person every now and then seems meaningful and special, right?
Yeah, I think similarly. There's something different about talking to people face to face. You find out how they like their tea or coffee or whatever it might be. You,
exactly.
Learn a little bit more than you would on a computer screen.
Exactly.
So can you share any numbers with us? Give a little flavor of what your work looks like. How many conferences did you have last year? How many attendees? What's planned in 2026?
Yes. So last year, actually, it was a very, very interesting and also successful year for us in terms of events. It was the first year that we actually created a dedicated events team internally at Nextcloud. And a fun fact here, even though Nextcloud is running events from the first year of its existence, which is 10 years now, I was the first official event manager hire. Also, for me, it is very interesting and exciting to see how we evolve and we get better and more people are on board. Last year, of course, with more resources, we expanded our events. Our enterprise days had mostly the character of a roadshow around Europe. So organizing localized events in different markets and different countries for different people and needs, really customized agenda, people in the room, even the language. So this is very, very exciting. Last year, we had 4 enterprise days, 2 in the Netherlands, 1 in Denmark, and 1 in France, in Paris. I would say that totally we had more than 1,000 attendees to all the enterprise days.
That's quite a lot.
Yes. Yes. Then this year, the enterprise days, I think we are aiming to 6 of them. We already had Vienna in March and Utrecht, as you mentioned, in mid-April. And enterprise day in Switzerland, in Bern, is coming up mid of this May. And then after the summer break, we will continue again with new countries, but also go again to our beloved Paris, because our enterprise day in Paris is always fun. Then in terms of the Nextcloud Summit, as I mentioned, our brand new event, last year, for the first time, we attracted 400 people in person in Munich, which is a great number. And this year we are aiming to expand to 500 or 550 if we really want to reach the capacities of our venue. Let's see. And then the community conference, yeah, this is really fascinating because I'm leading the community conference for 3 years now. The one you mentioned earlier was my first community conference, I think. Back then we had around 200 people or 240. In 2025, we grew to 330, and this year, more than 400 we are aiming for. So, yeah, always growing.
That's a lot of people who are interested in content collaboration and file sharing and all the other magic that you guys do at Nextcloud.
This is great, right?
Yeah, it's way more exciting than I think you might imagine a technology company could be. So what makes a Nextcloud conference, a Nextcloud event, different from a generic tech event?
I would say really...
Why should we come? Why should our listeners come to your next community conference? You've got to sell it now.
Okay, now it's my time.
Yeah.
I think, as I said earlier, you can really see at our Nextcloud community conference that the mission is there. Everyone who is in that room really cares for what we are talking about, and they are actively working or trying or contributing to making the world a safer space for our digital presence. This is just, as I said earlier, this is a greater mission that you're just humbled if you are able to work for that. So the community conference is really dynamic, is really open for everyone. We give the stage to everyone, so people can just submit a simple lightning talk proposal, prepare 5 to 10 slides, and they can present their project, what they are currently working on, something that they are struggling with. on stage. And then after their talk, they can actually connect with people with similar struggles, challenges, achievements. Last year, I heard people that they met over the weekend and then they went out for drinks in Berlin, or they kept in touch and they are looking forward for our next community conference so they can meet again in person. I think this is really...
And you're offering a free drink to any Open Matters podcast listener who comes. Is that right?
We can create a code for you.
That sounds good. So are there any amusing last minute catering disasters that are funny stories that you can share with us from your experience?
There are so many funny stories that I could share. If you ever want to do a bloopers episode of your podcast, just invite two or three event managers and you will have a success. I cannot really pick one or two. Let me think. Last year at the community conference, we had more people than expected. And every Saturday evening, we have, let's say, a pizza party with beer and pizza. And yeah, just celebrate the first day of the event all together. But this year, the pizza never arrived. Everyone was just staring, super hungry. And then the pizza place just kept bringing pizzas, let's say five per five. So,
oh dear, that doesn't sound good.
Yes, I think it was the first time that I had so many pair of eyes on me, looking at me, staring at me. That was very, very funny in a way. Now I can say it was funny. At the moment, it was stressful because we had 300 people hungry.
And five pizzas.
And five pizzas, or five pizzas every 45 minutes. but there's always a lesson to learn, I guess.
More pizza needed. What keeps you awake the night before an event now? Nightmares about pizzas.
Honestly, speaker slides. Now I'm... in a phase professionally and personally that I've built this confidence also through experience that I can always stay calm, take good care of myself before the event and just be prepared to troubleshoot, because something that is very special with events, you know, events is a really entertaining and fun field most of the times. You know that something or many things will go wrong and not as planned, but you have no idea what exactly those things are. So you need to be ready to manage all the crises successfully without anyone noticing. I think this requires a very specific skill set as a person and character also as a person. But I always like to say that event management is project management with a little bit of fun and magic. People always see us at an event. We are dressed up. We are smiling. We are in a good mood. And they think, oh, this is effortless. And an event is about logistics or choosing the menu. Of course, event management is something much more than that. It's a whole strategy and a whole pillar for a company.
What was it? Event management is project management with a little bit of fun and magic.
Yes.
That sounds good.
My favorite emoji always is that little, how you call it?
The wizard with the...
Yeah.
With the wand. Ah, I see.
Yes. And the hat. This is always my favorite emoji to use.
You are the wizard making all the magic happen.
Yeah, the whole team. It's only a team effort. If you are leading an event, of course, you are the orchestrator. But if you're alone, you will just fail. You will not even make it to the actual event. So it's always a team effort in ways that people see, but mostly in ways that people don't even think of.
Amazing.
I can ask you a question, actually. Yes. What do you enjoy the most about Nextcloud events, and why do you think they are different from other events?
Aha, you are indeed the podcaster. What do I enjoy about Nextcloud events? There's lots of things. I like the people a lot, communities, people, it matters. And it's lovely talking to you right now, but it's not the same when we'll have a chat in the Netherlands in a few weeks, perhaps. So I think that's special. And just, yeah, having those opportunities to ask those slightly more informal questions that, you know, you're not going to raise it in an online meeting. You find out more informally, perhaps, about what's going on in the roadmap. There's going to be some things that you maybe can't announce on the website just yet, but that the company's going to talk about. And so I think that's really great. And just that kind of accessibility, you know, if I wanted to talk to Frank, I probably could.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure everyone wants to go and have a chat with him, but I think that is quite unique. You know, a company like Nextcloud is a big and very successful company, and having that kind of access to decision makers, whether you want to just say thank you or ask questions, I think that's really exciting, and that's something quite special and quite unique that is not replicated around the world.
I'm very glad actually to hear that, and this really resonates with what I was saying earlier about the Nextcloud Community Conference. People there can see that there are contributors or people around Nextcloud around the world, right? And they communicate through online platforms. And then they are there in person, and our engineering team, all the people who actually built the software itself and the features and everything, they are there in person, ready to discuss with everyone, ready to have a workshop, ready to, you know, grab a drink and chat. Of course, as you said, decision makers and leadership, it is unique. And that's why you see them in every Nextcloud event. But you can really talk to anyone. And that's perfect.
One last question to close out then. When the lights go down, when the pizza is finally finished cooking and has been eaten, how do you know that an event has been a success?
This is a really nice question. I think events, they should resonate with business goals. But also events are very personal, at least for me. My main goal is to become better from every event to every event. Not only me as Irini, but the whole team, the whole ideas that we delivered and the whole experience. So I know that an event was successful when people come to me or to someone else from our team and they say, you know, that genuine thank you for creating that event. Thank you for preparing those things. Thank you for bringing those speakers on the stage and for giving us the opportunity to discuss in person about Nextcloud and the products and everything. But I would say when you know, you know. There are always things that go wrong. But at the end of every event,
There's not always a KPI for everything,
no,
is there?
No. Not at all, actually. And this resonates actually with a quote I read the other day somewhere. I think it was on LinkedIn, that it was about event management, B2B marketing in general. And it said, your work will matter in ways that you cannot quantify, which is rare and amazing in any industry. And I think this is really events.
Amazing. Well, you are indeed rare and amazing, Irini. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you. I'm very excited about the next Nextcloud Enterprise Day, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. Wishing you all the best. Looking forward to having you in all of our events. And of course, for everyone who is interested in the Nextcloud events, I guess our web page and website is always up to date and the best place for you to search the next date, the next location, and just get your ticket.
Wonderful. We will. Good stuff. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.